This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau are attempting to stop truckers from hauling cargo across the borders unless they have a vaccine. And this has resulted in, obviously, the supply chain crisis, but it's resulted in a massive pushback. And I've got video here of, let's go to clip 12. This is a 50-mile-long caravan. 50-mile-long caravan in Canada in a protest against the vaccine mandates. And it's comprised mostly of truckers. And this has been going on for maybe about a week now. The truckers doing their caravans and lining up their trucks on the border in protest against the vaccine mandate. But imagine how evil you would be when you know that this would hurt the supply chain. You know that this will hurt people that get the vaccine that don't need it. And yet you just go along with it and then you just do it anyway. It's really hard to fathom that we're experiencing this evil. It's really hard to fathom that there are individuals out there that are so diabolical. And they just do it with a smile. They just do mass eugenics with a smile. But you have 50-mile-long caravan of Canadians standing up against the forced injections. So good for them. And by the way, when they drive through certain towns, there's like massive crowds of people there waving flags, cheering them on. So Canada's coming together against this vaccine mandate. As the world is, I would say so. And you're just seeing some of the footage right here, the crew putting it on the stage, putting it on the screen. Really amazing. Look at some of those signs there. Yeah, I don't really know anybody that likes Justin Trudeau or Joe Biden. So it's ironic they're the ones mandating things. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes their mandates. And yet there they are trying to put the people under their boot with their medical tyranny. Quickly here, this is clip 18. Nugget of truth emerges on CNN as guest rips Biden apart. Scott Jennings was on with Anderson Cooper, and he let it rip. It's hard to believe that this went out live on CNN, but here it is.
Scott, I read a piece that you just wrote essentially saying this is Joe Biden doing what Joe Biden does.
Yeah, well, I never imagined how quickly this would all unfold. The person they sold on the campaign, the nice old, you know, moderate grandpa who just wanted to help everybody get along and compromise, is not what we got over the last year. He has no mandate really to do much of anything. It's amazing that he got a couple of things done when the mandate was really pretty clear. 50-50 Senate, a near 50-50 House, and a pretty close presidential election. The mandate was simply replace Donald Trump and don't do anything drastic or stupid. And everything about this agenda is extremely drastic. And he's been angrier than I think people expected. He's been more divisive. He's been more partisan. You look at the issues. We built 5 years of coverage on Trump out of Russia, COVID, and democracy. The president at his press conference invites Russia to invade the Ukraine. We got more deaths under Biden than Trump. And now we have the president and vice president and leading Democrats question the legitimacy of the 2022 election. Are we any better off on these three issues that we crucified Trump over? I think he has a lot of political problems. And an AP poll came out this morning. Only 28% of Americans want the sitting president to run for re-election, and fewer than half of Democrats. This is a disaster.
So imagine Biden, they say, got 81 million votes, record voter turnout. As they say that Republicans, racist Republicans, are stopping people from voting, they get record turnout for Biden. And then within 1 year, his approval rating has sank to record lows. Democrats don't think he actually won the election, and Democrats don't want him to run again. Not to mention there are a handful of things that the Republicans could impeach him on right now, legitimately. But they won't do it, and we'll sit there with the doddering old pervert.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday broadcast. On Schroyer is about to take over here on the Alex Jones Show in a minute, but I wanted to just add a little important note here that is so central to everything. As humanity rediscovers its destiny, as we rediscover the fact that we are under attack, it is more important than ever for those of us to reach out to others who aren't informed and let them know about the Great Reset and the New World Order and the Corporate Crime Syndicate and how it is they that are destroying our freedoms and our destiny and our security. It is they destroying our borders and devaluing our currencies and targeting our children with sexualization. They are the enemies. Paul Joseph Watson yesterday got a very important report for band.video. It's also gone viral on his YouTube channel. I suggest you share it. Dealing with the fact that corporate media across the world is blaming Russia for the decline of the West, simultaneously saying the West isn't declining, but that any declines are caused by Russia, when it is a stated UN Tavistock Institute program to undermine us and destroy our morale. So again, there's major poll out today here. I'll actually go over some of it for you with the headline, Dark Outlook, Dismal NBC Poll Reveals Most Americans Think Country Going Downhill and Is Lost. Now, the majority of those people, if you dig deeper into the poll, believe it's because of Biden. And on the surface, that's true. I hate Biden. But he's only a puppet frontman who, again, can be removed like an oil filter or birdcage liner. But we need to discuss what's actually causing the problem itself, not the filter, not the birdcage liner, but the actual corporate crime syndicate. It isn't the newspaper that's covered with bird crap. It's the bird that's doing it. So I want to discuss the bird, the New World Order, the bird of prey, the buzzard, the creature that wants to destroy civilization so it can feed on its bones. It's called vulture capitalism. That's what the globalists actually describe themselves as. But they need you to give up on civilization, give up on your country and your nation, let it collapse so they can then consolidate and take control of it. They are waging war against civilization. They're waging war against the idea of America and the Renaissance and populism and prosperity, because they want a world of poor people they can control. That's why globalism is everybody's fundamental enemy. And it uses all the tools of divide and conquer, all the tools of racial division, all the tools of culture war against us. And then those culture wars become very real. And people then actually fight with each other, and there's serious problems. But you have to understand that treating the symptoms is not going to fix this. We have to treat the underlying root and the disease. So here is Paul Joseph Watson's report. It's in the Paul Joseph Watson section of band.video. I know a lot of you are super awake, many of you more than I am, and that's why if you don't share the videos with others, we don't wake up new people, and then we lose to the globalists. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's report. Please share it, and please ask everyone that you give it to share it as well, and ask them to share it, and that completes the chain reaction. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report, and then Owen Schroyer takes over on the other side.
The Biden State Department claims that discussion about the collapse of Western civilization and the evisceration of traditional family values is a Russian disinformation plot.
Yeah, really.
State.gov posted an article entitled,
Russia's top five persistent disinformation narratives. Theme number three, the collapse of Western civilization is imminent. Russia pushes the false claim that Western civilization is collapsing and has strayed from traditional values because it works to ensure the safety and equality of LGBTQI+ people and promotes concepts such as female equality and multiculturalism. The demise of Western civilization is one of Russia's oldest disinformation tropes, with claims of the decaying West documented since the 19th century. The values-based disinformation narrative evokes ill-defined concepts including tradition, family values, and spirituality. Russia argues it is the bastion of so-called traditional values and gender roles and serves as a moral counterweight to the decadence of the United States and Western countries. For example, President Putin has claimed the West has practically cancelled the concepts of mother and father and instead has replaced them with parent one and two, while Foreign Minister Lavrov wrote that Western students learn at school that Jesus Christ was bisexual. Really? So the entire narrative that traditional values are collapsing, that multiculturalism is eroding Western civilization, that promotion of minority sexual identity movements is fostering degeneracy, and that language itself is being deformed to attack family values, this is all just a harebrained myth dreamt up by the Kremlin. Bollocks. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians targeting kids in schools as young as eight with books that describe sex acts. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin sending federal agents to spy on a mother for complaining that her kids were being exposed to noncery on the school curriculum. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin demonizing the parents who complain about this as domestic terrorists. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians sending drag queens to perform bizarre and often sexualized stunts in front of literal toddlers. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin calling for the, quote, stigma of pedophilia to be delegitimized. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin normalizing 12-year-old drag queen kids on national television.
Please welcome Desmond Nablus, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing!
Remind me, did the Russian version of Netflix release Cuties, or was that the Western Netflix? Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians passing laws mandating schools refrain from using father and mother, and instead insist on using parent one and parent two. That wasn't Russian disinformation, it was an actual law passed in France. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin promoting harmful lifestyles like fat acceptance, vacuous promiscuous sexual lifestyles, while telling Western women never to have kids. No, that's our own media and culture doing that. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin ordering that billboards be put up in European cities telling white people to sterilize themselves. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians flooding Western countries with third world migrants. Last time I checked, the Kremlin didn't have any say over European open border policies. It wasn't the Russian Navy rescuing migrants from dinghies and putting them up at taxpayer expense in four-star hotels. Last time I checked, it wasn't the University of Moscow concluding that by every measurable benchmark, multiculturalism isn't a strength. Now, that was a study by the University of Copenhagen. Last time I checked, Russian agents weren't responsible for the wave of Christian church fires and desecrations that have swept across Europe in recent years. Last time I checked, Russian agents weren't pulling down statues that embodied Western civilization.
A statue of Thomas Jefferson that stood for decades in front of Jefferson High School is not there any longer.
A Fox 12 viewer sent us this video of the statue of the nation's third president as it was pulled down.
But yeah, I guess that instead of just having to admit that all that is actually happening and that the Biden administration is opening the door for it to happen, far easier to just spew Russian collusion conspiracy theory and hope that gullible people buy it. I don't, but then again, they'll probably just claim that I'm working for the Russians too.
Paul Joseph Watson, he'll be back hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I'm going to start getting into some headlines here when we come back in the next segment. Forgot to mention we have a great guest coming up as well, Tricia Lindsay, a lawyer who you may have seen the viral video. I know we covered it here, where she was speaking at an anti-mandate rally in New York City and just knocked it out of the park. So she's going to be coming up shortly as well. Folks, we have vitamin C plus zinc back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the whole food multivitamin back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We introduced these two new supplements about a month or so ago, and they just sold off the shelves so quick. It was like within a week they sold out. We finally got them back in stock. They're on sale right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The whole food multivitamin and the vitamin C plus zinc. We also have Brain Force Plus back in stock, 40% off as well. And I would suggest just going over to InfoWarsStore.com, browsing the storefront, and you're going to find something you want. You're going to find something you need. And don't forget about the storable food sale that we have going on, 10% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't think I need to tell you why storable food is important. We know what is happening to our supply chain. We know about the inflation. Have insurance you can eat. Have a hedge against the collapse of the supply chain with storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Some of these headlines here. Pelosi's Capitol Police gathering intelligence on Hill staffers and citizens who met with lawmakers.
So now, you know, you want to go to the Capitol or you want to go meet with your representative in Congress. You're a terrorist now, don't you see?
You are a terrorist now, according to Nancy Pelosi. You're not allowed to meet with your representation. You're not allowed to go to D.C. You're not allowed to go into the Capitol. You're not allowed to go into their office buildings and shake their hands and meet them or get a congressional pass so you can go to the sit in the gallery during their hearings. Nope. You're just a terrorist now. And so Nancy Pelosi is going to be watching you. She's going to be watching you very closely. Oh, Pelosi. She saw a group of people that went to Republican offices and met with Republican representatives in Congress. My goodness, those terrorists, how dare they? How dare they? Now, you want to go meet with Nancy Pelosi, you'll have no problem, and I'm sure her mini fridge will be stocked full of the finest Russian vodkas. But, you're a conservative? Oh, you go meet with a Republican? Ah, see, you're a terrorist. And Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. police are going to investigate you. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger respond to Newt Gingrich saying that lawmakers on January 6th committee could be thrown in jail. Well, I hope that Newt Gingrich is right. What they're doing is illegal. And what they're doing is evil. What they're doing is lying, and quite frankly, it's seditious. I thought that our government worked for us. What happened? Carjacking soared by up to 510% in major U.S. cities. Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and New Orleans are all experiencing disturbing spikes in crime. Folks, it's so bad in San Francisco. Guys, see if you can find this. It's so bad in San Francisco. People are leaving their car doors open and the back doors of their cars open. They're putting signs up on their car saying nothing is in this. Please don't rob it. They're leaving their windows down. That's life in San Francisco now is you figure you're better off leaving your car unlocked and wide open to avoid having your car jacked than to lock it and close the doors. That's how bad it is in San Francisco. You know, Nancy Pelosi's hometown. Boy. Boy, oh boy. It really is mind-boggling, isn't it? How we've watched every major U.S. city in the last 50 years become a violence-ridden, poverty-ridden, trash-ridden hellhole. Yeah, here's some of the images there. They write on the back of the vehicles. They leave their doors open. They say, please, I've already been robbed twice. And here's why they roll their windows down now or leave their doors open, because even if they put on the side of their car, there's nothing in there, please don't rob me, they still smash the windows and go in for it anyway. So they roll the window down, hoping no one will smash their window. They leave the doors open, hoping no one will break the door. But have we not, in the last 50 years, watched Democrats destroy every major U.S. city? How is it they keep winning elections?
New York City to bring back anti-crime units disbanded during BLM riots. Oh. Wow. Eric Adams was a former police officer, so I can't say I'm surprised by this, but we'll see what happens. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced a plan to tackle escalating gun violence on Monday, including the return of plainclothes anti-crime units, which were disbanded in 2020 after Black Lives Matter protests. I remember when that happened, you know, because the terrorist mobs got their way. I remember when that happened, and I was listening to police officers that were on talk radio, or they would go on Fox News, and they'd say, look, there is going to be such a skyrocket of crime if we do this that it's going to be unbelievable. And they were right. And so now Eric Adams has reversed it. It's just, again, I want to really emphasize this probably every time I'm on air and it comes up. And that's, it is not normal, folks. It is not normal to be walking around major cities and see homeless people everywhere. That is not normal. It is not normal to have record homicide rates in 12 cities. It's not normal to have all the crime, all the violence, all the theft, all of it. It's not normal. Why are we told it's normal? Why are we supposed to believe it's normal? Why are we supposed to think that this is normal? It's not. It's not. Massive crime and violence should not be normalized. Why is it? Why do we accept this? Gavin Newsom likens railcar thefts to third world country as liberal law and order agenda implodes. Yeah, Gavin Newsom shows up at the train yards, sees the trash everywhere and the mass theft and says, who's in charge around here? Six puppies stolen when man breaks into pet salon. Virginia cops say, serial murders, beatings, and beheadings. Violence against the homeless is increasing. Again, I'm supposed to believe that's normal? Beheadings of homeless people? Beheadings? Beheadings. I'm supposed to believe that's normal. I'm supposed to accept that's normal. I'm supposed to just accept that if I want to live in a major metropolitan area, yep, you're at risk. Your life is at risk when you go downtown. You're at risk of getting carjacked. You're at risk of getting held up at gunpoint. I mean, seriously, if you are from a major metropolitan city, you either have been directly involved with violent crime against you or you know someone that has. I mean, I'm just thinking about growing up in St. Louis. Austin's not near as bad as it is, but as St. Louis was, but Austin's getting there. I mean, we've got record homicides in Austin now. We've got record stealing in Austin. And I'm just, again, it's just like, oh, it's just normal. Yeah, go down the main drag there with all the businesses and apartments, a nice area there in Austin called Riverside. Oh, yeah, there's just 1,000 homeless people out there just defecating in the grass and, you know, fornicating in public and just spreading their trash everywhere. And I'm just supposed to accept that that's normal. I'm just supposed to accept that. Oh, yeah, I'm going out in St. Louis. You go to a ball game. Oh, yeah, your car got jacked. Oh, yeah, you got held up at gunpoint after the game. So, yeah, that's just normal. That's just normal, man. Don't you worry about that. No, it's not normal. I refuse to accept it as normal. Something's gone horribly wrong. But don't worry, because the Democrats are in charge, so it's not going anywhere. My God, you just look at some of this footage. It's only going to get worse this year. I mean, you know all the footage that we're going to see in the coming months, right? It's not going to be good.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, let's keep hitting these headlines before my guest joins me just after one. Biden family received $31 million from individuals linked to Chinese intelligence while Joe was VP. Yeah, remember the Tony Bobulinski interview with Tucker Carlson, where he explained that the Bidens were doing business. It'd be Hunter Biden as the front man, but it would be Joe Biden selling political favors. He bragged about it at the Council on Foreign Relations, how they withheld funding to Ukraine if they didn't let they didn't drop the investigation into Hunter Biden.
he said. So it's like, oh, yeah. The Biden administration, Joe Biden really has Ukraine's best interest at heart when just 8 years ago he's on the mic at the Council of Foreign Relations saying, yeah, I blackmailed Ukraine, those suckers. Hell yeah, I blackmailed Ukraine. Screw them. Remember that? And oh, I'm supposed to believe that Joe Biden cares about Ukraine and doesn't want Russia going into Ukraine. Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, China. How many countries have the Bidens taken millions from? Peter Schweitzer reported on the Mark Levin show how the Biden family was taking millions from Chinese intelligence links. Yeah. That's our corrupt crime Biden family. Truly. I mean, you want to talk about the most corrupt political families in this country's history? It's got to be, I mean, is it the Bidens or the Clintons? It's got to be the Bidens. I don't know, man. That's tough. Bidens or the Clintons? Nobody is even close, though. Nobody even comes close to the corruption of the Bidens. Nobody even comes close to the corruption of the Clintons. Those are by far the two most corrupt political families in this country's history. And now they're talking about Hillary running again? My God. Biden calls reporter dumb son of a bitch after asked about rampant inflation. Yeah, this is a banana republic. You don't ask the president real questions. You go off the script. You fluff him. Your job is to make Biden look good, don't you know? Inflation hitting Rust Belt harder than the rest of the United States. Yeah, those are the states that supposedly went for Biden in the last election. Yeah, if you believe that. And by the way, the inflation really hasn't hit yet, folks, because you're starting to kind of see it now, but it really still hasn't hit because the supply chain shortages haven't really caught up. And people have tried to keep prices where they were. They've tried to hold out on keeping prices as long as they could where they were. But eventually that's going to give too. And with Biden and Trudeau not letting non-vaccinated truckers cross the country lines, your supply chain issues are only going to get worse. Biden State Department claims collapse of Western civilization is Russian disinfo. Oh, it's Russian disinfo. I don't see the record homicide rates. I don't see the homelessness, the poverty, the trash in the streets. I don't see the wide open border. I don't see the teachers indoctrinating the youth, but really they don't even teach anymore. They don't even go to school. The teachers' boards just say, yeah, we're going to take billions from the government and then not go to work. It's kind of like how Psaki told Peter Ducey that if you think the Afghan withdrawal was a disaster, that's Russian disinformation. Oh, leaving Americans behind enemy lines, that's Russian disinformation, yes. All the people that died during that disastrous pullout, it's Russian disinformation, guys. And you going down the street, seeing 1,000 homeless people defecating in the streets, fornicating in the streets, that's Russian disinfo. When you turn on the local news and you hear about stabbings and shootings and robberies, that's Russian disinfo. Dark outlook, dismal NBC poll reveals most Americans think country going downhill and is lost. Happened real fast after Biden got elected, didn't it? Oh, but 81 million votes strong, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. The post office's law enforcement arm, what, is expanding its surveillance powers. Huh? The post office's law enforcement arm? What? Expanding surveillance powers? What is going on here? The U.S. Postal Service has announced plans to provide its law enforcement branch. Why does it even have a law enforcement branch? With access to its vast trove of customer data,
raising concern among privacy activists about the organization's expanding surveillance powers. Yeah, most people would probably say you're nuts if you think the U.S. Postal Service needs a law enforcement wing or a surveillance wing. But this is our corrupt, out-of-control government. Big Brother that wants to spy on us 24/7, track and trace us 24/7. They love us so much. They just love us. CNN's Brian Stelter visits school kids being taught how to spot misinformation. Yes, it's so great for him to do this. He goes there. He tells the kids, here's how you spot misinformation. It's me. I'm right here. Look at me. I'm Brian Stelter. I'm misinformation. I'm a coffee boy that the executives at CNN gave a hosting job to as a joke. I'm literally just a joke. I'm a coffee boy joke at CNN. I'm fake news. I'm Brian Stelter. Sharpstick shows that porn can be really healing, says Lena Dunham, that wild beast, Lena Dunham. It's just so disgusting, folks. I mean, really? You're going to sit here and you're going to debate whether pornography is good or not? Like, I'm not here to judge anybody and what they do, and obviously all the porn sites are like the top sites on the internet. So people obviously watch a lot of porn, but really we're going to sit here and act, we're going to lie to ourselves and say that's healthy? We're going to lie to ourselves and say that porn is a good thing? No, everybody knows porn is a bad thing. Everybody knows that porn is not healthy. Everybody knows that that's a despicable habit. But here's the liberal left just because, see, it's all about degrading the rest of civilization and society so that scum like Lena Dunham feels better about herself. I don't even want to read the pull quotes from this story because it's just so sick. But that's what it's all about. Oh, I'm gay. I'm transsexual. I play with dildos with my kids. I'm going to teach my kindergartners how to give blowjobs. It's all about tearing down civilization so that they don't look and feel like such scum that they are. Aborting all the babies. I mean, it's all about tearing civilization down so that they don't look as bad. Ugh. See, it all ties together. Moms in middle age, rarely alone, often online, and increasingly lonely. Well, yeah, that's female empowerment. Don't you know? Not having a man, that's female empowerment. And just look at Lena Dunham, the human walrus, the human hippopotamus. Porn is good, so you don't need a man in your life. You just need to go watch some porn. You'll be fine. And we're going to start telling you that porn's good for you now, too. Okay. What are they going to say is good for us next, huh? Jumping into a wood chipper? They just have to tear everything down around them. They have to sling their crap on everything around them so that they don't look like such scum and they don't feel like such scum. But we know what you are. We're not falling for your lies.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, let's continue to cover this news here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder sitting in today. Victory. OSHA withdraws Biden workplace vaccine mandate after SCOTUS ruling. So the mask mandates are illegal. The vaccine mandates are illegal. It's all illegal. The only people still forcing masks and vaccines are the liberal Democrats that can do it at schools or at hospitals or federal buildings, but it's all totally illegal. They've lost every court case when it comes to mandates, but that doesn't stop them. Anti-lockdown protesters smash EU diplomatic service headquarters, and there's a video of that at Infowars.com. Yeah, people don't like tyranny. They don't like being under the boot of oppressive governments. Bobby Kennedy Jr. gives historic speech at Lincoln Memorial for March against vaccine mandates and medical tyranny. Yes. And his book, The Real Dr. Fauci, is really blowing some minds, that evil crook Fauci. Tennis fans at Australian Open ordered to remove anti-China shirts and hand over signs. That's right. Remember how they kicked me out of the NBA game? Because I had a sign that said China owns the NBA. Remember that? They kicked me out of the game. You're not allowed to say anything bad about China. China owns your sports leagues. China owns your movie networks. China owns the tennis leagues. Oh, have fun at the game. Oh, I'm going to hold up a sign that's against Chinese communist oppression. Oh, sorry. We're going to have to kick you out. That doesn't seem very American. Well, no, because you're in China now. Don't you know? Yeah, remember John Cena had to apologize for saying Taiwan was a country? Ugh. Because he wants to make sure that his movies get in China. And so China just sits here and leverages their, what is it, like a 3 billion population? They say, hey, we'll let you into our economy, we'll let you into our market, but you don't say anything bad about China ever. Meanwhile, the liberals in the United States of America can't stop talking about how bad America is. Well, why don't you move to China then? Trial begins for Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times. Yeah, you know, I've thought about this. It's like, at what point do we just start suing all of these news outlets for all the fake news that they've reported, all the lies they've reported about us or Alex or myself? It's just, you hate litigation, you hate getting involved with lawyers and all this stuff, but it's like, at what point do you just say, you know what, it's just time to sue your asses into oblivion? Delta passenger mooned flight attendant threw can at traveler, FBI says. The FBI is investigating, folks. They're on top of it. The FBI is on top of it, ladies and gentlemen. Do not worry. The Delta passenger that gave the moon and was acting unruly, the FBI is on it. I'm so glad that the time and resources of the FBI are being utilized to such a degree that they're investigating a man for giving the full moon on an airplane. What would we do without our FBI, folks? What would we do without them? I just don't know. I don't know how we'd survive. Exclusive from General Flynn, Biden might get hundreds of millions killed over Ukraine. Yeah, I think that Biden is basically going to lose this game of chicken with himself. Ukraine doesn't want Biden involved. Russia doesn't want Biden involved. Nobody wants Biden involved except Biden. And it's just going to be a total embarrassment if he decides to do anything in that region. It's just a joke. Ukrainian president mocks Biden's USA. Americans safer in Kiev than in Los Angeles or any other crime-ridden city in the U.S. And you know what? He's right. President Zelensky is right. So again, Ukraine doesn't want us involved. Russia doesn't want us involved. Who is it that wants us involved? The U.S. people don't want us involved. Who is it that wants us involved? Whose grand idea is it? Whose grand scheme is it to get the U.S. involved with Russia and Ukraine? Or is somebody blackmailing Biden? Remember Eric Swalwell's little Chinese spy sexual relationship? Well, it was trending on Twitter the other day, and so Twitter made sure to run cover for the Chinese spy that Eric Swalwell was having sexual relations with. And they put this out trending, Fang Fang, that's, Swalwell bang-banged. In response to Rep. Swalwell's tweet about foreigners expressing concern about democracy failing in America, many discuss alleged Chinese intelligence operative Fang Fang, who supported the California Democrat in the past. Just supported, guys, like Kamala Harris supported Willie Brown. Just supported like Maxwell supported Epstein and George Clooney. God, is Eric Swalwell just the biggest loser dork you've ever seen in your life? But there's Twitter. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy? No. She was just supporting him. Ah, supporting him. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, you know, people, that's why they go to brothels. They're looking for support, don't you know? German Navy chief resigns after praising Putin amid Russia-Ukraine border crisis. Yeah, you're not allowed to praise Putin. That's a big no-no. Putin is the boogeyman. Putin is the big bad boogeyman. We don't say anything nice about Putin. No. As the Russia-Ukraine tensions rise, China sends 39 aircraft over Taiwan's air defense zone. I think we're about, what are we, about 10, 20 days from the Olympics in Beijing coming up? So if China is going to make some sort of a move on Taiwan, it'll be after the Olympics. You know, I used to think that Putin would maybe follow suit there after the Olympics. But if Putin does want to move into Ukraine, I think he'll just do it whenever he wants. I don't think he really cares anymore. Plus, isn't Russia, like, banned from competing in the Olympics anyway? I think they're banned. And you saw this over the weekend. All of these leftist journalist hacks with the hashtag Stand With Ukraine. So if you go onto Twitter and you do hashtag Stand With Ukraine, you'll find all these liberal journalist hacks. They stand with Ukraine. Do you? Well, let's see it then. Why don't you head over there and stand with Ukraine? Why don't you head over there, put on your bulletproof vest, put on your helmet, and go stand with Ukraine? Let's see it. Let's see it. I'd love to hear you explain, too. I'd love to hear you explain why the U.S. belongs in a conflict with the Ukraine and Russia. I'm yet to hear that reasoning, by the way. I'm yet to hear the argument for that. But, they all stand with Ukraine because they fall for the Russian boogeyman tactics. They fall for the Russian boogeyman propaganda. They're stuck in the foreign policy of the 1980s. They're stuck in the foreign policy of the Cold War. And they're just totally brainwashed. But this is still just kind of the leftovers from Trump-Russia collusion is really what it is. So anything Russia does is bad. And so if it's going up against Ukraine, then Ukraine is good. And so they stand with Ukraine. So go to Ukraine. Go stand with Ukraine and go put your helmet on and go put your bulletproof vest on and you go stand with Ukraine instead of sending innocent people to die there. But here's the thing. Ukraine doesn't want you there. Ukraine wants nothing to do with you liberal scum. Nothing to see here. CDC monitoring local residents after CDC test monkeys escape during a car accident. So it's just totally crazy. We've got the CDC running around with diseased monkeys. The CDC is running around with diseased monkeys, and then they get in a car accident and they escape, and it's like, uh-oh, it's COVID 2.0 now. COVID 2.0, we let the virus escape from the lab. Now we got these monkeys that escaped the virus that we gave them. So that's just unbelievable. Forget about a Wuhan wet market. We've got the CDC releasing diseased monkeys into civilization. It's nice. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a great guest joining us in the next hour. It's Tricia Lindsey. You saw her speaking at an anti-mandate rally in New York. It was just so powerful. The video clip went viral. Remember, though, folks, you see the headlines about the supply chain issues. You see the headlines about inflation. Hedge against that by getting emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot emphasize this enough. Get emergency food supplies before it's too late. 10% off all storable foods right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.